Hello, I'm Cheryl Irwin. A few weeks ago, football star Adrian Peterson was indicted in federal court for child abuse. As most of the nation knows by now, he used a switch, actually a tree branch, to discipline his four-year-old son, leaving such deep welts that the boy required medical attention. Yes, I know there's already been a huge amount of discussion and sermonizing by the media and other assorted experts, and yes, I'm going to talk about it too. The fact is that according to recent polls, between 65 and 70% of American parents believe that spanking is sometimes necessary to discipline a child, or as parents often tell me, to get their attention. And in 19 states in the United States, it is still legal for teachers and other school staff to hit and spank children without parental consent or approval. Sadly, the vast majority of these students are children of color, but that's a topic for another day. Adrian Peterson has expressed his love for his son, and I, for one, don't question that love. I feel a great deal of compassion for Mr. Peterson. He said that he was only doing what was done to him, and there's the problem. Everything you do as a parent teaches your child about how life is supposed to be lived. According to the reams of research that's been done on spanking and corporal punishment, children who are hit or hurt in the name of discipline tend to behave worse over time. Yes, you heard that correctly. Even more troubling, children who are physically punished are at significantly greater risk later in life for aggressive behavior, anxiety, and depression. I participated in a discussion a couple of weeks ago on State of Nevada, a Las Vegas public radio news program. You can find a link to the program on my website if you're interested. The program was a call-in show, and I was surprised and deeply moved by the adults, many of them dads, who called in to talk about their experiences as children being hit and spanked. Most acknowledged that their parents loved them, and almost all reported that being hurt in the name of discipline had created issues they had to deal with later in life. The simple truth about spanking is that it just isn't necessary. It may show kids what not to do, but it doesn't teach them what to do, and it doesn't remove the need for teaching and supervision, regardless of how often you do it. Parents sometimes spank and slap because they're angry and overwhelmed, and for the moment, they believe they've done something effective in the name of discipline. But they may not know what other issues they're creating down the road. Children who are spanked repeatedly and often may experience trauma, and trauma changes the way the brain wires itself and affects the child's ability to learn and to have healthy relationships. I'm aware that many loving parents spank for willful defiance or give a spanking and then sit down to offer love and logic. But over the 20 years I've done this work, here's what I've learned. Spanking just isn't necessary. Do everything you're currently doing. Just leave out the hitting part. In case you're curious, yes, I spanked my own child. Once. The result of that spanking wasn't what I wanted, and so I went looking for a better way. Discipline means to teach. It means setting kind, firm limits and being the sort of person you want your child to be, and modeling integrity, honesty, and character. Hitting teaches kids all sorts of lessons, but those lessons may not be the ones you want your child to learn. For KUNR, this is Cheryl Irwin.